the Rove and Sam catch up.
Chitty chitty chat 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 chat.
Sam's busted today. Oh,
I feel like shit.
I can see right now how you are not here. You are not here.
Oh yeah, my brain isn't on.
You struggled to make it through today.
I did.
Just not well.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before the show when you were not feeling 100%. We're still trying to work out, is it because of, you know, it's crazy hours.
Yeah.
And I still maintain that there is no getting used to the 4 a.m. start.
No, never. No. Amy Goggins, our newsreader, she's been doing this for
8 years or something.
8 years. And she goes, you never get used to getting up early.
Because it's always, and you're yanked out of your sleep. There's just no, you can sort of, you know, I've had nights where I haven't had as much sleep as others, or you're working hard and don't get as much sleep. But there's something about the fact that I don't know, what am I trying to say? Like, you know, if I'm working late and maybe I don't get to bed till 12, or you're going out or something, and you know, but your regular wake up time is like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You still wake up at 6 or 7 and your body just goes, well, I didn't get as much as I wanted to last night, but I'm still in the rhythm. But something about 4 a.m. it's like no matter what you do, you are yanked out of it either softly or dramatically, but it's quite abrupt. So there's that sort of makes you feel a bit weary, especially on a Monday. And then and I think that also leads to just feeling tired and run down, let alone the fact that, you know, it's there's still other things to do during the day and that has to get done, and it is a bit tiring. So your immune system feels a bit out of whack, and it's the end of the year and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But somewhere in all of that is also just – Has someone coughed into this microphone I don't know about?
It's so germy in here.
This must be like all
the time.
I feel it that in this studio is like 3 hours. You may as well be in an aeroplane every day.
Yes,
it is, and the aircon just circulates.
Yes, it's a crapshoot. You just don't know.
I don't know. It's like when they said that someone in the building had whooping cough.
Oh yeah, that's right.
When?
Oh, a few months ago.
Who has whooping cough?
And it was when we were both sick. Surprise.
They sent an email. It was like, oh, hang on.
And like, yeah.
So hang on. As in they've gone home?
Rove's got Glen 20 in the studio. But it is. It's exactly like.
That's me spraying the microphone. Here's what we need to do. Does anyone even just do this? Take off.
I can't believe you're touching that.
Taking off the windsock thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is. The whole point of having this whole windsock thing, there's like a sponge. You know what I'm talking about, listener. You've seen 1,000 microphones in press conferences, what have you. Mm. It's the black sponge thing that goes over the top.
Yeah.
That's primarily there to stop the popping and the pissing and the pooping and the popping. Is that what it's meant to do?
Yeah.
Or is it
meant to be the germ filter?
Oh, either or.
Bit of both?
You know we're getting new windsock things?
Are we, Jamie?
We've been doing this for a year. It's too late now.
We got told when we first started that we're getting new mics. No. It's been a year.
We were going to get ones like you've got, one of
that
those
hang
ones.
From the ceiling.
But then they
hang
changed
from
their
the
mind.
Ceiling.
They changed their mind, I think.
Hang from the ceiling.
Because it's radio and it blocks the camera angles.
Well, yeah.
Got to get on my
Sam, do you want us to completely spray yours as well? How's this? So I have this bottle, this can
I
of
do,
Glen
but
20.
I get a headache.
What?
I'll get a headache.
From the smell?
I'll do it when I'm about to leave the studio.
Okay.
Which is in a few hours' time.
I have some hand sanitizer that I'm about to put on.
Oh, might please borrow some hand sanitizer?
Yes, I have.
Just a little bit.
And this, I've got a cut on my finger. There it is.
Ouch.
And a can of Glen 20. These were given to me by my wife yesterday. Because she was like, that place... it's disgusting.
You brought your own cleaning products.
No, they were a gift. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I didn't. My wife bought me these cleaning products, Jamie, I'll have you know. And she was the one who raised the point. I was like, you're right. I don't know. Like, no offense to Ash, but let's be fair. When Angus was in here, dear God, what was happening in this studio?
So much.
And here we are some mornings coming in and going, look at all this grime and filth. There's a small mark on the desk here and a bit of dust. What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
What's going on in here?
I spent the whole day in bed yesterday. It was great. It was a really hot day. I opened up all the doors of the house and it was nice and fresh coming in. And I love the heat. Do you love the heat?
Oh,
I love being hot.
How does little man deal Rocky, with the heat?
He's pretty cool. Like, he just hangs out with me on my bed with a fan.
You spray him with a hose or something?
Oh, sometimes I put
Is he a little doggy pool, paddle pool?
He has gets a little bit of a trinkle, like, down his neck.
That's
and
nice.
But he doesn't really... I don't think he gets it. He doesn't understand that my intentions are coming from a really good place.
Right.
Because he's just like, mate, what the hell? I'm just hanging out, you drinking water on me?
We had an inside picnic. We were going to have a picnic outside, but then it was a little bit too, we thought it was a little bit too hot.
That's a teensy bit.
Because we were out in the morning, we just went out for breakfast into the playground, and it was, you could feel it was going to be
hot.
Really stingy. And it was already like 25 at about 10 a.m. And, so then in the afternoon, we had plans to just have a little picnic out in the backyard, but it was just too hot. So we had it inside. We set
That's
it up.
That's super cute.
Is Ruby sick? Are we still having our picnic? And I was like, Mum and I have decided it's probably too hot to be sitting outside for no reason. So then we put the little picnic blanket down on the living room floor and still put all our little nibbles and snacks out and
cute.
Had our little
what
ice creams. We had hummus. Ruby loves dipping a bit of hummus with carrot sticks. And then we had crackers and we made little sandwiches. And then we had ice creams. We'd bought some nice. Little tiny, like little miniature ice cream things from the shops. And so we had those. It was great.
Great. That sounds fantastic.
Well, look, Sam, we'll let you rest up.
Thank you.
We're off to chat to some of the girls from Little Mix.
Later on today.
Leanne, Perry, Jesse, and Jade. Jade's the only one who spells their name normally.
Yeah.
Rest of them, I'd be interested to know, to say, Leanne, were you always spelt that way? To Jesse, was it always J-E-S-Y? Or was that the music company just went, mix it up a bit?
There was a girl at my school who changed the way she spelled it, Lauren. And she's like, spelt it like with Y. And you're like, you're just doing that just because she's so different and unique.
I have a friend who changed the spelling of her name for numerological reasons. So the amount of letters in your name give you a certain number and that bestows upon you luck and wealth and happiness, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And because her name didn't work out well for a good number, she changed the spelling of her name so that it came out with a better number.
Yeah, right. Very quickly, a girlfriend of mine, she's just had a little bubby, and her name's Neve, but she spelt it...
Which would be N-E-V-E normally.
Yeah, but she spelt it like N-A-M-P-H or something.
What?
Anyway, she changed...
Hang on. So there's no V? There's not even a letter V in it. Sam's lost it. She's lost it.
She's changed it to Neve now, like properly spelled N-E-V-E.
You'd have to.
Because she's like, just for the future of our daughter.
Yeah. My name's Dave.
Anyway.
It's spelled D apostrophe R F. Well, whoever looked at Ray Fiennes and went, that's not Ralph. R-A-L-P-H.
Ralph.
It's Ray.
What?
Well, it's Rafe Fiennes because it's Welsh or Irish or something.
I'm so confused.
So it's actually, I think technically it's pronounced Rafe. R-A-L-P-H is pronounced Rafe Fiennes. Not even S. Fine. And people just say it so quickly it comes out as Ray Fiennes. So everyone just says Ray, R-A-Y. But it's not. But it's actually spelled R-A-L-P-H. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Well, there you go, guys. Now your mind is blown.
Welcome to the show. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Roman Sam.
Last night, 60 Minutes, the big Gable Toster interview. Everyone had been waiting on this one.
Oh, yeah.
His first time speaking, even after the trial, found not guilty, of course, he said nothing. So this was his first chance to put his side of the story out. I don't know what you made of it, Sam, but, man, there just seemed still... to me, to be so many unanswered questions.
Yeah, and I think, they could have pressed a little bit harder on some certain, things that he was saying. And for him to even, he got a six-figure sum to do the interview in the first place. And you think about that poor girl and her family who, they've got to live the rest of their lives. You know, she's so young, she's died, very tragic, and he's getting paid like a ridiculous amount of money to talk about
and Marina's
this.
Rights parents were contacted to comment about the story and they chose not to.
Fair enough.
One of the big things for me, he of course, how he was found not guilty, cleared of all charges, was this recording that he's recorded almost the entire night on his phone, which is a weird thing to do, and he was asked about why he did it.
Obviously, I used to go out quite a lot drinking. I don't have the best memory when I drink. I mean, recording your night out is as easy as pressing a button and leaving your phone in your pocket. It's more of a just-in-case thing.
Just in case what?
Just in case what, exactly. And if you're the type of person who needs to have that recording because you forget things, then that's not a good place to be. And especially he was admitting to the fact that he had homemade vodka, essentially moonshine that they've been drinking on the night, is not a good thing as well. Then of course there was the when Warina tragically fell.
Yes.
His first thought was to call his lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's recorded that phone call. The guy doesn't pick up. So then he goes for a walk instead for half an hour. And he was asked, why didn't you call an ambulance? Why was that not the first thing you did?
What had happened, and there's nothing an ambulance could do to change that.
But you don't know that.
Exactly. That was a really scary response, because you think what if you had called an ambulance straight away, what could have happened? Maybe, you know, she's still out of pulse. Maybe you just don't know. Obviously it was very high fall, but you can't help but think, yet you'd still straight away, you'd call 000 and try and, you know, I don't know.
Because the weird thing for me is there's all this stuff that's there to say, like he's called his lawyer, he's recorded the whole thing, she's fallen and he hasn't called 000. But he's saying, but I was worried that, well, it looks suspicious, you know?
Yeah.
The place is a mess. She's fallen off a balcony. What's their first thought going to be? But then, mate, if you didn't do it, and you can say, but then here's all the evidence to say otherwise, then why didn't you pick up the phone to go, but it's okay because I've got the whole thing on my phone to prove that I didn't do it. Normally in that situation, which is why most people are going, oh, yeah, sure, I get why he behaved while he did, because you're drunk on illegal alcohol. There's been an incident. A woman has fallen, and it seems tragically, oh, my God, it's going to be pinned on me. Sure, if you haven't recorded the whole night like he has.
Yeah.
It's just what an odd individual this guy is.
Yeah, and it's there's so many questions, and the fact that he's been cleared of all charges, like he isn't being held responsible at all, it's baffling.
And also why he didn't go to the balcony was the other thing. Again, he didn't want to see, well, you know, if I'm seen looking over the balcony, it looks bad. This whole thing was all about him.
Yeah.
All about him. And not at any point, oh my God, no matter what situation you're in, this woman has fallen tragically off the balcony. I don't know what's happened here, but oh my God, my first thought should be for her safety, and then I'll deal with how that affects me later on.
Yeah.
It's
her in a cab, send her home.
Of course, you know, yeah, hours anyway. Earlier this whole thing could have been avoided. But look, at the end of the day, a tragic loss, and it seems still so many questions unanswered, but a very, very gripping interview with Gable Tosti last night on 60 Minutes. Roden
Sam. Pink is expecting her second child, which is very exciting. She's about 7 months pregnant, like heavily pregnant. She's kept it a secret for that period of time. And it came out because she posted a picky on Instagram saying, surprise.
Beautiful photo.
Gorgeous. Stunning. And then I heard this news and I go, old R-Mac, Rove.
Yes.
I knew that you caught up with Pink in your previous holiday, and yes. I know you are very good friends with her, and I thought, that sneaky little sucker. And I'm like, you would have known.
Yes.
So you're so tight-lipped. It's so mysterious.
Well, this is the thing. I thought I'd given it away ages. Like,
yeah.
We spoke to her last time we had her on the show. We're talking about parenthood and things like that.
I mean, I rode my motorcycle 7.5 months pregnant. My belly was resting on the motor.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to be like that. I want Willow to grow up and be daring. And I probably don't ride the motorcycle as much because she can't come with me. But when she can come with me, she will.
So there you go.
So there you go, right?
So when we had been talking about, I think it was when Jacinta Campbell and Buddy got married.
Yep.
And we were talking about how you keep things secret. And I was just going, it's very easy to do. Like, you can keep an engagement, a marriage. And I said, some people are even pregnant and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, right.
And in my head, I just went, oh, God, what have you done? You just told everybody. Because who else could it be, Rove? Who else could it be? Sam's seen right through you.
Well, the thing is, because I have not picked that up whatsoever, obviously, because I'm like, brah, 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 still continuing to talk rubbish. But because when you know a secret and you know that it's your responsibility to hold that in, and especially when it's pink and, you know.
It's crazy because, so, yeah, we caught up, September.
Yeah.
And that was the first time where Taz and I had, seen pink, and we went out for lunch, and as we're leaving their place, like, even Taz was saying, oh, we don't have to go, like, out. We don't have to leave the property if that's a problem.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah, don't worry about it. Like, and we've gone into town. We've gone to their local place. We've had lunch. We went and picked Willow, her little girl, up from school. She's there, and everybody's seeing it.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's just everyone is just good people and just going, we'll just keep it
that's
quiet.
Nice. That's cool. That it,
and it's because no one's looking, I guess, you know, that's, you just, man, I'm just, even just talking, I just feel like I'm...
Yeah, stop talking, because you're probably going to ruin...
I'm going to ruin something.
You're going to ruin something else out. But
I also had a picture of her and Taz on the desktop of my laptop.
Yeah, right.
And I was tapping at something the other day and something came up and I'm just, and it's just a little thumbnail picture of it. And same thing, I'm just going, oh my God, it's so obvious who these two tiny people are. You can tell.
No, Rove. But that's the thing. When you've got such a heavy secret, you're keeping it in, you know it's up to you to keep your trap shut.
That's probably why she's announced it so she knows it can't be trusted.
Exactly. But I love it. And I think that ruining a secret is probably one of my most hilarious things that I like to hear.
Well,
I think it's so funny.
Look, Jack Black did it. He gave away Angelina Jolie having twins. We've chatted to him about that.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. He was on The Late Show last week and gave away the sex of his baby.
Uh-huh.
And accidentally said she, and everyone went into meltdown. People ruin things all the time, and I love it.
So 13 10 60, here we go. When did you ruin a secret?
It's seriously one of my favourite topics.
And especially when you're not thinking. And it can be something as simple as...
And you just slip.
Surprise birthday tomorrow. Yep. Look, I'll see you tomorrow at the party. What party? Whatever it might be. Oh, sorry, I hear you got fired. I did what now?
Exactly.
Whatever it might be, as big or as small, 13, 10, 60, we'd love to know. When did you ruin a secret? You know what? Maybe the Soda Streams. Guys, Soda Streams.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the people love it. Next.
Rove and Sam.
Hi, Vicky.
And Sam, you well?
Yes, Vicky, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm really good, thanks. Good to be talking to you this morning.
Oh, great. When did you ruin a surprise?
Oh, I ruined my girlfriend, an old friend I went to primary school with. She's getting married for the second time and she messaged me and she said, I've got something to tell you, I'm going to call you. Anyway, she told me she was getting married again and I didn't realise she hadn't told her parents yet. So I still had her parents' phone number from when we were kids, their landline, and I called and said, congratulations!
Oh, no.
And she hadn't told them yet. I didn't realise I was the only person she had told.
Oh. Vicky!
This is the problem with being such a good friend that you're the first person before the parents are even told.
Oh, I felt so bad. But anyway...
And then she never told you again. Was it all okay, though? It didn't ruin things too much, I hope?
Yeah, no. She was a bit annoyed because she said, why did you meet my parents? I haven't told them yet. I told you because you're my best friend. And now, I said, oh, my God, I didn't realise.
Raises a good point, Vicky. It's up to them to tell you, oh, by the way, you're the only one who knows.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess so. I guess she should have done that, yeah.
Right.
The worst thing about ruining a secret is you want to, like, you want to put faith back into your friends or whoever. You're like, yeah, I know I slipped up this time, but just letting you know if you got any other secrets, like, I'm good, like,
trust
I got
me.
This.
No, I've learnt from my mistakes.
Yeah. Kelly and Glebe, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, when did you ruin a secret?
I sort of ruined my brother's coming out.
Oh, what did you do,
Cal?
Oh,
that's a big one.
Well, I was having a chat with the parents, and then I just sort of mentioned the guy that he's seeing and just ruined the whole thing. Then he had to come over and explain it all, and it's just very awkward.
Cal,
I hope they were understanding. Was it one of those things that everyone kind of knew? Sometimes in those situations, like, I've got a big announcement, guys.
I could have told you 10 years ago. Yeah, wow, that's hilarious. Aye,
that hurts everywhere, Kelly.
Was your bro cool about it?
No, not really. He was pretty angry at me for a while. He got over it eventually.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Look, sometimes it's like maybe they intentionally slip up that it ends up being you that breaks the news instead of them.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. Well, Kelly, hopefully you are good in time for Christmas. In the meantime, you get a soda stream. You can have
a soda stream. There you go. You can both have soda.
And we'll give 2 soda streams as well. Because the people love it, Sam.
Yeah. I just realised another secret that got ruined. But that's a story for another time.
We're obsessed with giving away soda streams on the show to the point we had to call Soda Stream last week and say, give us more.
Exactly.
Roden Sam.
Tonight on Channel 10, well, talk about Trump. You got that right. It's happening and they're letting everybody know. Waleed Ali joins us to give us insight. What's going on? Donald Trump, President-elect of the United States. He's on the line now. Waleed, that is. G'day, Waleed. How are you?
Hi, Waleed.
Sorry to disappoint, guys. It could have been a great expressive, but sorry about that.
Okay, so give us a skinny on what's going on. So you guys are replaying an interview tonight. So what have you got in store? What are we going to see?
Yeah.
No, it's actually a one-on-one with Pete Hellyer. Extraordinary that's had Donald Trump.
He's got plenty of funny clips. Plenty of funny clips.
Incredible. No, so this is his first interview. It's with CBS. It hasn't yet aired in America. So there have been a couple of snippets of news that have come out to do with it, but not the whole interview. So it's going to air in America in the next few hours, and then we will have it first in Australia after our regular show. So 6:30 to 7:30 we do our show. And then there's a special from 7:30. And the thing I noticed when I was over there was with Trump, you actually kind of need to see the whole thing. Like one of the reasons I reckon in Australia we struggle so much to understand what the hell was going on is we only ever saw him in snippets.
Yeah.
He's a different thing when you watch him in full and the number of ideas and the number of themes that he just throws out there. And then you can kind of see what the audience is picking up and what they're ignoring. And so we haven't done that enough, I don't think, in Australia. And so now we'll, I suppose, have a chance to do it. We'll also have a chance to see him sit down and be grilled, because that just didn't happen during the election campaign. He pretty much went from rally to rally, and that was it.
And it'll be interesting to see which one we get, because pre-election, we got the man who was, there were lines everywhere, there were borders, it was my way or the highway. And then his acceptance speech, it was a completely different, all-encompassing, big warm hug, Trump. It'll be interesting to see which one we get tonight.
It is. It's really hard to tell because he said what his priorities are going to be. He said that already after meeting with Barack Obama and some of the Republican leadership. And he still said illegal immigration and healthcare and jobs, they were going to be his things. But on healthcare, he said during the campaign, he's getting rid of Obamacare, that's it. Now he's sort of saying, oh, there's parts of it we'll keep, you know, out of respect for Obama, which I have to say is an odd reason to keep something. But anyway, you know, he's sort of started to moderate a little bit. The thing is, though, that particularly with some of the really full-on stuff that he said in the past, it's probably a bit late for that. You know, like you're already starting to see minorities get attacked through vigilante violence in the US from people who were drawing inspiration from Donald Trump, right? And so even if he becomes presidential, that's not necessarily going to stop these outbursts within just American society that he's kind of helped unleash.
Yeah, Sam and I were just having a chat about that off-air, some of the stuff I'd seen online.
It's scary.
A lot of
scary
hate
stuff
out there. Now, you were still in the US after the results. There's obviously been protests that are still ongoing now as we speak. What was the fallout like while you were there?
And did you feel safe?
You know what? I mean, in New York, yes, felt perfectly safe. New York's the kind of town where it was very clear who New York voted for. And so there was a lot of shock. There were a lot of people walking around dazed. I spoke to a journalist there who said something that completely shocked me. He said it kind of felt like the day after 9/11 because everyone was walking around not really believing what had just happened, trying to, you know, they'd wake up and go, oh, my God, that wasn't a dream. That was real. And then try to have to come to terms with it. And then you saw these protests I think the thing about those protests, though, is, A, there are protests going on in New York all the time. We just don't bother talking about them. But B, I think this was kind of the expression of a group of people in a few cities who were in shock and just wanted to let out this feeling that they did not approve of this candidate that's now going to go represent them. I think all that will calm down in the end. But the overwhelming feeling for me was just shock and a lot of people crying. Yeah. And then you kind of got the odd person who, in typical New York fashion, was just saying, all right, prove me wrong, man, prove me wrong. And so they're quite pragmatic about it. So you have this range. But I didn't meet anyone that was delighted.
Well, we will see, again, what the fallout is tonight. Trump, the first interview, a project special, 7:30, only on 10. Thank you very much, Waleed Ali.
Thanks so much, Waleed.
Rove and Sam.
Sam, you're a little bit husky this morning.
Look, I am. I'm not feeling the greatest, to be honest. And I know where I went wrong. So I woke up on Saturday morning and I was feeling a bit sick. You know how you can feel a cold coming on, right?
Yes.
And
that's when you'd be irresponsible and like take cold flu medication,
rest up. That's what most people would do. They would rest up, but guys, I got carried away. I'm the worst for FOMO. Like I can't miss out. If I know that my friends are doing something fun and I'm like, yeah, I do have a bit of a sniffle, but I'm going to go out. Of course I am, because I take one for the team and I like to have a good time and I bought a new top and I wanted to wear it. But guys, I went out on Saturday afternoon, caught up with a very good friend of mine, Mikey. He's been on the show before. I tried to set him up.
Of course you did.
He wasn't successful. So that's why I am actually the ultimate wingman. Mm-hmm. And everywhere that I went, I was like, look, I know we're drinking coconut cocktails. He's not gay. He's very straight.
You weren't giving him drinks with little paper parasols, were you?
A little bit, but they taste so delicious. But so I did have to, you know, do a quick side note every time, you know, people coming up. I'm like, oh, he's not gay and he's single and straight. So if you want to hook up.
And how did it work? Did it go okay?
Well, look, he went home empty-handed, but his ego was a bit, you know, fulfilled, I think.
Because people
people coming up having a good time with Mikey.
Now, the drinks, were they actually in the coconut?
Yeah, they were in the coconut.
You can't do that.
Rum and coconut
you
water.
You can't do the coconut.
It's delicious. It was so good.
You can only do, no. Here's the rules.
Right,
here's the
rules. I wasn't feeling very well, so here's I had coconut.
Here's the rules for drinking out of an actual object or item of fruit or something like that. Poolside while on holiday and on a tropical island.
So not Mississippi in Double Bay?
No, I'm afraid not.
Right, I've got another thing for you.
So you're all sitting there at a bunch. You're all sitting at a table with like just giant coconuts?
Yep.
Oh, Sam.
Rove, doesn't rum like kill all the germs and stuff? Isn't that what it's supposed to do?
I'm going to hand this over to Jake, our caller.
No!
That's what you've done.
But
you've
even better,
okay.
Then we moved on to Woollahra Hotel. Had a great time, by the way. Okay. Anyway, this love.
Drinking out of whole pineapples?
No, I was just I was on the espresso martinis by this point.
Oh, that's always a good start.
I was getting tired because I was worn down. My body's trying to fight off my cold. And I'm like, no, body. Anyway, But I met all these girls. That was so great, having a great time. It was a big shout out to Georgie. It was her birthday.
Woo!
Great. I'm like, happy birthday, Georgie.
Is this a random?
This is a random chick.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And then she's like, yeah. And her friend's like, her boyfriend broke up with her today. And I go, what? On your birthday? So I was like, everyone, shots all around. And so I went all shot happy. And I was like, you get a shot. You get a shot.
What?
I didn't even know these people.
Who are you?
I got so silly.
And that's why you're husky?
Yeah, but guys, I was sick beforehand.
But she's a good person.
And I was helping
and
out
her. And you made
her.
Georgie feels better now. Thank you, Sam.
Well, I hope so. I'm just setting people up left, right and centre. It's my favourite thing to do.
Rove and Sam.
Bit of cloud today and a chance of some showers this afternoon.
Yep.
23 in the city, 25 in the west. What are you doing to me, weather?
Well, I
tonight was my
washing
night, Sam.
Why?
This was my big moment. I've been waiting a generation for this.
Yeah.
Supermoon. Not even supermoon, the superest of moons.
What's the supermoon?
This is like the actual Superman of moons. You know, like this other superhero, some of them are like, Robin, what do you even do?
I kind of like Robin. He's my
favorite. That's like every other supermoon. This is like the one. We will never see it like this again for another like 70 years.
So what exactly is a supermoon?
Okay. It's like, a full moon.
Yeah.
But it's a full moon that's so close to planet Earth, it's like enormous. Sam, what's the biggest thing you can think of? Bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
A
whatever you just thought of, it's bigger than that.
A house. A building.
A house that an elephant could live in?
Now...
Bigger than that.
Now, how close is it going to be?
It's going to look like E.T. when the classic E.T.
He's riding his bike.
If you have a bat and you let it go, it'll look like the bat symbol. It'll look like the bat symbol going up. If you are a caped vigilante, you're going to think there's something going on because this light will be so bright. You know what? You won't be able to sleep. It'll be so bright.
Hey, Roof. Now, I think that every time there's a full moon, right, yep. I think that it controls our bodies. I think we're made of... I've made this reference to this on the show before because we're 80% water, right?
Right.
And the moon controls the tide. So, of course, it has an impact on us.
Sure.
What is this supermoon going to do to us? I think that we're all going to go a little bit cray.
Oh, everyone's going to.
You reckon?
It'll be like what's happening in the US with the Trump riots.
You know what?
People are just... You'll probably find you'll have super strength. You'll be so freaked out. You'll be like ripping up trees and turning over cars and having no idea why, Sam.
I wonder if the crime rate's going to be up.
Of course it will.
You know what
you
I
ready
mean?
For this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I wanted to call someone from the police department today to just go, hey bro, supermoon. What does that mean for just people getting a bit nutty out on the streets?
Because you've heard about when the full moon's out and people have legitimately said, professionals have said, no, guys, seriously, there's more crime when the moon's out.
But cops didn't want to talk about it. But they were like, yeah.
It's a thing.
Shit gets real. But we don't want to talk about it.
If a cop is saying that, you know it's legit. Not some crazy astrologist like me.
It can mean only one thing. Werewolves.
What?
Okay, that was not planned.
Jamie the button pusher, where did you get that wolf sound from?
So I'm not talking, and this is probably going to be hot werewolves. I assume hot werewolves like Twilight is what's going to happen. So if you know a hot guy, be careful, the supermoon is happening. But they reckon it's going to be so cloudy we won't be able to see it till midnight. But I'm still excited. I'm probably
going to... Are you going to set an alarm?
I'll set up an alarm. I'm going to wake my wife.
Don't. Tess needs to sleep.
No, it'll be great. I will wake her up and we can watch the moon together. I will let you know. And then I'll call you and we can all have a shared experience.
Okay, I'll cover myself.
Look, if anyone's having a supermoon party, let me know because I will turn up and we can just hang out.
And watch the moon.
And watch the moon big.
Yeah, cool.
Sounds like Sam's in. Roven Sam. Bit of cloud today. Chance of some showers to Savo. 23 in the city, 25 in the west. But it will not stop Hamish Blake and Andy Lee from taking the country by storm, Sam.
Oh, I know. The cool boys and the front man, they're touring around.
I mean, we've got the R&B Live show that's coming up. We've got Robbie Williams on the world famous rooftop, but this is the one everyone's talking about.
Absolutely.
Joining us on the line to tell us all about it. You know him. You love him. Andy Lee. G'day.
Hey.
Morning, guys. Oh. Yes, you're right. The others are just a mere warm-up. And whoever's touring after us, probably Coldplay, is just a cool-down for the whole
country.
I know.
Exactly. I feel sorry for everybody else here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you guys have been practicing well.
No, that's a problem. We do too much arguing to practice. We've been organising our outfit. People who don't know, but you've got a band called Cool Boys and the Frontman, Hamish on electronic drums, Jack's on electronic guitar, not electric guitar, and I'm now on bagpipes, so playing a long way to the top.
Let's be honest, the trumpet just wasn't cutting it. You were trying, but it just wasn't there, mate. It wasn't there.
It's this kind of chat that has meant that I've been trying to learn a new instrument in the last week. But yeah, I don't need it from you as well, Rove. I get enough bickering from the guys in the band. But yeah, obviously, I've stepped up bagpipes. I can't get through the song without passing out yet.
It's not an easy one to learn. Now, much like...
And I tell you what, all my neighbours are really knowing it.
You'll get a few noise complaints, but you're going to be at Wodonga Catholic College next Monday. The Veronicas are the front man.
Yes.
You've still got
a... It's year 10 formal, but I think all of them would be taller than them.
We
probably had to play a grade four play or something for the Veronicas to chat to them on an eye level. We'll get a bigger stage, I suppose, at the next grade. But we're kicking off with that.
Now, how are the performances coming along? I mean, much like your modern day NXS, every time time we look at you guys, you've got
new
a different
front man.
New front man.
Yes,
so a lot of surprises in store for who will be joining you on stage. But for you, as the cool boys, how are you feeling going into the performances?
Look, obviously petrified, but that's exactly what we kind of, that's our fuel, for instance. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the guy Sebastian's going to be playing in the big show at Byron Bay. That's our one on Friday. Tickets actually go on sale for that at 9 a.m. day at Old Six.
Oh, it's
so
going to be sold out.
Event. The rest of this people's functions. We've got the Veronicas heading up. Yeah, the Year 10 Catholic, Wodonga Catholic College formal. I'd never had a Year 10 formal. I thought it was a social at that age. And then we're still looking for people for Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday's the reopening of a pub in the middle of New South Wales, a place called Rankin Springs. And then we're off to Newcastle for the University of Newcastle Nursing end-of-year function, end-of-year ball. Look, the fact that there's heaps of nurses and they're all finishing for the year and celebrating had nothing to do with the reason I chose that one.
Of course not, of course not.
But yeah, we're looking for new frontmen, and Sam Frost's name came up as a joke because we heard her sing on your show.
Hey, as a joke,
and laughed. And
I'm a very talented singer, Andy. I thought I did a really good job.
Yeah,
we could squeeze you like a bagpipe and see if it's any better or worse than what Andy will be doing. We'll keep. Well, your ears will be thankful. The cool boys and the front man coming to a town near you, Wodonga, Newcastle, of course, Byron Bay, the big one.
And tickets are on sale today. Easy.
Yeah, 9 a.m. If anyone wants to get themselves to the Beach Hotel on the Friday, we've only just realised that we've hired the Beach Hotel. We go to Byron Bay in the middle of schooling.
Oh. Good
luck. We'll be looking forward to hearing the update this afternoon when you get a lift home with Hamish and Andy. Andy Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Wake
up, Gita. Rove and Sam.
That was Radio Gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rove and Sam.